On today's show, Ford is studying geckos for new adhesives, Domino's creates the ultimate pizza mobile, and BMW is making components from scraps of other car parts. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for October 22nd of 2015. There are new kinds of robots being used in manufacturing today that work side by side with human beings. They call this collaborative robotics. You don't need safety guards with these kinds of robots. You can stop them with your hand. They're easy to program, and they're pretty cheap. The most expensive ones are about $45,000. These robots dramatically boost productivity and can pay for themselves in a matter of months. Experts say collaborative robotics will allow Western companies to compete with offshore competitors. There are even reports of companies closing down their operations in China and bringing jobs back to North America and Europe. This will have huge implications in the near future, but there's no doubt about it that collaborative robots are revolutionizing manufacturing. For 3 years, pizza giant Domino's has been tossing around the idea, or maybe that's hand-tossing the idea, of building its own pizza delivery vehicle. Yes, you heard that right. Well, guess what? Yesterday, the company unveiled the latest in pizza delivery technology at its Ann Arbor, Michigan headquarters. Meet the DXP, which is Domino's speak for delivery expert. It may look like a multicolored Chevrolet Spark, which is what it starts out as, but when Rouse Industry finishes adding 176 different components, you have the pizza delivery vehicle of the future. Equipped with an exterior door for a warming oven that fires up to 140 degrees, as well as a puddle light with the famous Domino's logo, the DXP will hold a maximum of 80 pizzas. That's right, 80 pizzas in one run. The 55-year-old pizza chain plans to get 96 vehicles on the road by the end of the year in 25 markets around America. And one of the ways Domino's tried to make the DXP attractive for its franchise owners was to pay for all the tooling of the car. That way their price is between $20,000 and $25,000 per unit. But because it's a GM product, it still comes with roadside assistance, a full warranty, as well as a suite of the usual safety features. But don't ask about airbags for the pizzas. The driver has them, but sacrifices had to be made. The pizzas are on their own. Still to come, geckos could hold the key to making better cars.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
BMW has invested heavily into carbon fiber to cut the weight of its cars, especially its electric cars. John recently talked with Florian Scheck, who's in charge of lightweighting construction at BMW, and he explains how they're making carbon fiber components out of scraps from other parts.
Explain this one last little piece here, too, because this doesn't have quite the weave in it, this piece here, that these other ones did.
This is a reinforcement element here for the C-pillar, and it's basically made from the recycling material, which is left over. You see some of these cutouts here and even on the element on the tunnel. And, what do we do with that material? So we thought it can be used. And so the material is cut into like 10 mils pieces and then brought into a plastic casting process, which is very familiar with every irregular plastic part.
I like that. So you sweep up all the scrap after you make these pieces and you make that piece out of it.
Exactly.
You can watch that entire discussion right now on our website or on our YouTube channel. Humans taking inspiration from nature is nothing new. Velcro was inspired by burrs. Better medical needles were developed based on the mosquito. And now Ford is looking to geckos for new adhesives. Due to millions of very tiny hair-like structures on its feet, geckos are able to adhere themselves to almost any surface. but are also capable of easily releasing themselves when needed. Now, Ford wants to try and copy that characteristic to make a more sustainable automotive adhesive. Today's adhesives work fantastic, but they can make disassembling parts for recycling nearly impossible. The automaker is working with Procter & Gamble on the project, as well as other biomimetic approaches for business solutions. And don't forget to join John and Gary for Autoline After Hours this afternoon. Joining them will be Don Manfredi, the Vice President of Marketing, and Justin Schroeder, the Chief Engineer for Roush Performance. They've got something cool to show us, and all I can say is, you won't believe your ears. So join us for some of the best gearhead talk in the business at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv. Coming up next, a look at the new Kia Optima. As the NBA season prepares to tip off next week, one of its key sponsors, Kia, is hoping for another slam dunk as it drives its all-new Optima into the spotlight. This fourth-generation car, which is built at Kia's plant in Georgia, has helped the company leap 12 spots in quality rankings in the last few years. That's one reason the design team only gave this 2016 version a mild exterior upgrade, consciously staying close to the look that's made this Kia the first to break the 150,000 sales per year mark. However, that doesn't mean there isn't a notable design change. You can certainly see it in the top two trim levels, the SX and the SXL, which each received a tiger nose grille reminiscent of its luxury cousin, the K900. There are also changes inside the car with soft touch materials everywhere. New stiffer front seats with soft foam, which improves passenger comfort, along with an updated UVO connectivity system, including, for the first time on a Kia, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. But perhaps the biggest improvement, according to the automaker, is on the road itself.
The most significant improvement for this generation Optima is in the ride and handling, the overall dynamics. We've put a lot of work and effort into the body and the chassis, so the body overall is much more rigid with high-strength steel. The chassis has new technology. We use subframes for the front and rear, so the overall feel is much more sophisticated, much more balanced, and a lot more composed.
Powering that improved ride are two familiar Optima engines, the 2.4-liter and 2.0 turbo, which are split between the models. Meanwhile, the LX also receives a separate trim level, featuring the only all-new engine in the mix, a 1.6-liter four-cylinder turbo with 178 horsepower and MPGs of 28 city and 39 highway. Kia said its strategy was to give customers a new car with more content and to hold the line on pricing, with the LX starting at $21,840 and the top-of-the-line SXL going for $35,790. Kia is banking on this Optima to break the sales record of the previous model. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.